My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenais. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
So Sunit, have you ever gifted a diamond to anyone?
Tell me about it. I've gifted 2 diamonds and I still haven't stopped paying the bills.
Yeah, I know they are very expensive. I wish someone would gift me some. Maybe I should just land up in Surat and try my luck.
Surat in Gujarat is the diamond factory of the world. 90% of the world's diamonds pass through the hands of someone in Surat. But apparently things are looking rather bleak and not at all shiny these days.
Really? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. 40,000 people in the diamond industry in Surat have lost their jobs in the last few months.
That sounds awful. I've never been to Surat, but I heard an interesting myth about the city recently.
Tell me.
Okay, so here's how the story goes. Once upon a time, there was a prosperous port city by the banks of the river Thapi. Now Thapi, apparently, was the sister of Lord Shani, the master troublemaker in Indian mythology. Shani would go around the world making mischief, but wouldn't touch his sister's blessed city. The name of the city? Surat. That's why business boomed. Most locals believe this legend.
Yeah, yeah. Legends are always fairy tales. If anything, godly luck is running out for Surat. All those job losses that I told you about in the diamond industry, do you know why it's happening?
Why?
Demonetization and GST.
Of course, right.
And then the global sales slowed down because of all these trade wars, Trump and China and what have you. Because, you know, a lot of the finished diamonds come from the US, get polished in Surat, and are eventually sold in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow. Hong Kong loves its bling, huh?
Yep. And there's one more reason why the diamond trade is in the dust, the coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, what? The virus? People aren't buying diamonds because of the virus? Is there anything that this virus doesn't affect?
Sadly, no, Ajay. Nearly 40% of Surat's polished diamonds go straight to Hong Kong.
Wow.
And that city has seen a lot of protests recently. And now, of course, coronavirus has shut down the city even completely. Who wants to buy diamonds in this such circumstances?
That does sound a little scary.
In fact, Hong Kong has now declared a public holiday until March 3. And on 4th March, it was supposed to hold the world's biggest jewelry show.
Oh.
And then there was another big event on the diamond trade calendar in Vegas in June. All this has been postponed because of coronavirus.
So you're essentially saying things have been bad for a while, but all kinds of global factors have made it worse.
Yep. Exactly. That's why we sent Nidish from Bangalore to go talk to the small guys in the diamond industry. You know, the ones who polish the stones from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and earn very little money.
Hmm.
They've been badly hit by these strategic events that are happening thousands of kilometers away. Events that they don't particularly understand.
Yeah, Nidish actually writes about meeting this labor activist, Jayesh Gajeria. Quite an interesting character, a frail-looking, chain-smoking personality.
Mm-hmm.
He heads a federation of diamond laborers in Surat. His phone doesn't stop ringing these days. Calls from desperate workers and their families. Nidish actually recounted one such call from last week.
Oh yeah? The one about the diamond worker?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So he's called Kanu Bhai. The call came from his brother. And Kanu Bhai had just returned from the diamond factory where he worked. And then after having his meal, he went for a stroll and consumed poison. Kanu Bhai's son apparently said that he'd been depressed for a while about his salary getting reduced. He was the family's sole breadwinner.
And there are so many cases of such suicides, Nidish writes. The labor activist Gajeria even has a form to document such deaths because there have been so many.
Yeah, Pajay. It's terribly sad. And it's a surprise that we don't hear these stories often. When the economy doesn't do well, there are real consequences for real people. In Surat, which is a city of 45 lakh people, 8 lakh work in the diamond industry.
Wow.
Any slowdown affects a lot of people.
And I guess it's strange that this is all happening in Surat. Things have changed very quickly. Even a couple of years ago, seeing someone pull up next to a Pav Bhaji vendor in a Ferrari, for example, wasn't such a strange sight in Surat.
Oh yeah. Remember Hari Krishna Exports, run by the diamond baron Savji Rulakya?
Sorry, no, who's that?
He's the guy who gave out those fancy cars to 600 employees as a Diwali
bonus. Oh yeah, the Indian opera. Everyone gets a car.
Yeah, and that was in 2018, just a couple of years ago.
Well, I can only hope things improve quickly from here.
And people start getting cars for Diwali, right?
Yeah, I'd be okay with diamonds too, Sunit, actually.
Oh, you wish, Ajay. No harm in dreaming, though. Anyway, thanks for joining us.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Nicole Kidman, and I've wanted to do a rom-com for so long, and along came A Family Affair. It's a great romantic comedy, and it's laugh out loud. If you feel like, I just need to curl up and watch something that feels very comforting, it's the Netflix experience. There's laughter and there's joy. That's A Family Affair.
A Family Affair, starring Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron, and Joey King. Directed by Richard LeGravenaise. Rated PG-13. Sexual content, partial nudity, and some strong language. Now playing only on Netflix.